So the Zera Shimshin says a very interesting thing. He comes to explain the difference between, the Pasuk says, that I appear to the Ovis, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, the Havaya, was Loi Noidati Lem. The Ovis didn't know the shame of Yud Kei Vavke. So he wants to know, what's the difference between the shame of Kel Shakai and the shame of Havaya? What was the difference with what the Ovis had and what Moshe Rabbeinu had? He says a fascinating thing. He says, Kel Shakai, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not Mechuyiv to be Mekayim his Tanai. Even if he says he's going to do something, but it's only be Tanai that the person does a Chet, doesn't do a Chet, meaning a person doesn't do Averis, and he still deserves to get his Havtachar, Baruch Hashem gave him. That's the name of Kel Shakai. It's a shame of Din, you have to earn it. But the shame of Havaya, which is a shame of Rachamim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give a person even if he does a Chet. That's the Pshat in the Rashi. But he adds, but if the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a Bris, the Ribbono Shel Olam is kairos a bris on something, then even with the shame of Kel Shakai, the Ribbono Shel Olam will do it. So you see from here, two fundamental things. First of all, even if a person doesn't deserve it, but when you have a bris with your Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will hold the bris even if you don't deserve it, which is very relevant to the concept of Shevim. The weeks of Shevim are the concept of being Shemer, our bris. We all have a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're not going to look at things we're not supposed to look at, we're not going to think about things we're not supposed to think about. When a person is Shemer, his bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's careful, especially in these days, because man shuva for these in Yanim, a person is Shemer, his bris, the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps the Avtachas, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives a person bracha, aslacha, even if he doesn't deserve it. That's the point. Kel Shakai is a shame that you don't necessarily deserve it. But if you keep your bris, you keep your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, your everlasting bond. A bris is an everlasting connection. You can't uproot it. And Mela, if you keep your bris, you're shomer it, and you guard it, and you make sure not to chas shambi nichshal and anything that has to do with znus, the Ribbono Shel Olam will protect you and bring you bracha. That's one message. But let's focus on the other message also. The concept of the shame havaya, the shame of yud kei vavke, which is the shame of chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says, Ani Havaya Loi Shanisi. The Ribbono Shel Olam's chain name Havaya, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, never changes. Ribbono Shel Olam's Mahalach of Chesed never changes. When we rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we rely on his shame of Havaya, Havaya is the name of Lamalam and Ateva. When we say the Ribbono Shel Olam, even though it looks like 2020 is different than the years of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's different. We have less chusim. We're much lower. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't pay attention to us as much. Ani Hashem Loi Shanisi. The Ribbono Shel Olam is here, just like he was here thousands and thousands of years ago. Loi Shanisi. If we're Beteach and the Ribbono Shel Olam in the shame of Havaya, in the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's Loi Shanisi, we have Betoch and the Ribbono Shel Olam, then even if we do Chatan, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us Yeshuas and Nechamas. It's all telling totally us. If we rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam and we say, we're not mishibah to the statistics, we're not mishibah to Teva, we're not mishibah to what's going on. We rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam in the shame, Havaya. The Ribbono Shel Olam will show us Nisim, Kimei, Eretz, Mitzrayim, Aren, and Aflois. The Ribbono Shel Olam will show us Nisim. All we have to do is rely on the shame, Havaya, the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Loi Shanisim. We should talk to be Zeicha, on one hand, to be shame of the Bris, and keep Kedushas Yisrael, and on the other hand, to have Betachan in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in that, Schus, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us Yeshuas, Refuas, Nechamas, Lanu, L'chai Yisrael. Amen.